SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Hour number two here on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM channel 159. A lot to do. We're watching the playoff games. We got some baseball. We just did all the golf with Brady, so we've got you set up. I will quickly run through my entire card one more time before we get out of here as well. That way George can get it down, because I know George was waiting for those golf plays. So we got to make sure that George gets those before he gets out of here as well. It is the second hour. Great job by Brady Cannon. And now our good friend, Gentleman George. George Kurtz is with us for the second. That's because Joe's out on assignment all week long. No Joe at all. But you do get George. Hi, George. How are you?
I'm good. Well, I guess, listen, I'm good. The bets aren't going the way I'd like it to go. I mean, can Florida score a goal? It's been a week now. All right, can we score a goal? It's getting a little ridiculous here.
Me and Matias talked about it before they dropped the puck, George, and, you know, we all were obviously pretty resigned to, well, you know, Florida, you know, they're finishing this off tonight, you know, this is a done deal, you know, they're going to win this game, blah, 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 blah. But there is something about when Carolina scores first, and when Carolina gets themselves a lead, they do become a bit of a different team. You know, they are an awful team when they get down. They are not built to come from behind. They're not built to do any of that. But when they get themselves a lead, they can really squeeze the life out of you. And that second goal that Bob let up just before the end of the period to get this to 2-0, I had said to Matias after the first goal, the next goal is so enormous. Because if it's 2-0, Carolina can really shut this game down. And if it's 1-1, they'll probably end up like losing 5-1. Massive goal. Aho gets them both. And now here we are, George, with 40 minutes to go. And listen, I'm not saying this game's over, but this is the kind of situations that Carolina wanted themselves in when this series started. It took them 5 games to get themselves there, but they are finally there.
Yeah, I think they're feeling more confident now, right? They're as you said, they can play their game. You know, well, this is a veteran team. Why it took them so long to get this is a little strange here. But they're right. Playing better hockey here. Frank Anderson's playing better. That's also going on. Listen, they're not going to win the series, right? Nobody comes back from 4 games in the NHL. You just don't do that. But that being said, they're making it a series. They're putting some pressure on Florida, all right? I'm going to assume, and we probably should, but I'll assume they win this game, all right? And that puts pressure on Florida, because if Florida can't win it on Friday – well, you don't want to go back to Carolina for a Game 7 Sunday, because then anything can happen here. So it puts a lot of pressure on Florida to win on Friday, assuming, once again, I understand, yeah, you make an ass out of you and me and all that sort of stuff there. But if they can hold on here, I get it. We have a series. The bottom line is we would have a series then. At least there'd be more than, oh, they're going to win, blah, blah, blah. We would have an idea here that maybe sliver of hope with Carolina.
Maybe a slither of hope. We shall see. Now, if you wanted to go, no. Or if you're a believer in Florida like Matias is, plus 370 for Florida to come back. Now, listen, 2 goals in 40 minutes. I mean, we've seen that plenty of times in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So if Florida could come out here in the first 5-10 minutes of this period and get one, this is going to be a completely different game. The total's still hanging at 5.5 with 40 minutes to go as well. And I will tell you, George, I put this in tonight, and I probably now have jinxed you, because this was your play, and I went and did it, because you hit it again last night with the 2 empty netters. The over 1.5, third period. I did it pregame with Matias, so I'm on it for tonight. And it'll probably be like a, you know, we'll watch. It'll probably be a 5-1 game now, and nobody will play in the third. But I'm on it. Let's get it.
I bet it also. I said it on game time. right, that I'm doing that again. And I'll say I'm doing it tomorrow, no matter what, as well here. It's almost a blind. I just believe in these kind of games, where they're elimination games or even playoff games. They're gonna pull. Mike, it's a different game than when we grew up, right? Yeah. They pull the goalie so early now. Yeah, I don't even need a regular goal here. I might get two empty netters. You know, more or less just get a regular goal and an empty netter, which is generally what you were hoping for here. Different game here. So until they adjust it, I'm going to keep betting it. It's becoming one of my favorite prop bets.
That's Pete Crow Armstrong with another homer for the Cubs just now. Man, he has been on he has had some start to the year. Down the right field line, tucks it in. Is he right now in the NL? Is he the favorite?
I mean, it's probably Ohtani. All right, let's face it. It was going the other day.
You know, it's hard for me and you because in New York, obviously, we have to really do work to go find it. We've got to load up the jersey page or do whatever, you know, to get all the, because it's absolute nonsense that we can't play the MVP or any kind of award in New York. But it's hard to crack Ohtani, especially we've got the 20 homers already. But this Pete Crow Armstrong, man, he has been unbelievable. And of course, George, this is another one of these times. It was for me today. I said, I want to play a Cub tonight because the wind isn't as prevalent tonight. It's not like the last 2 days. Yes, there's some wind, but it's not the double digit blowing in like we had seen. And I'm sitting there going, all right, Tucker, PCA, Tucker, PCA, Tucker, PCA. I went with Tucker. So that just
Tucker's been a little cold in the home run department of late, right? But I mean, he's still hitting some, but he's been a little cold in the home run department.
So we get that's why he's in the he's due department, George. We're in the he's due. For
I
Tucker.
Forgot that. Like,
I know that doesn't. It's not a real thing. The he's due, but he's due. He has
to. Whenever you bet on somebody, it's a real thing. Okay, listen, I got a little file there. It's called the due file. I just pull it out. Who's due? Oh, he's due. Okay, we're betting him.
I talked to George earlier today, and he said to me, he chuckled when Brandon Lau homered this afternoon for the Tampa Bay Rays. And thankfully, as I said on CDC earlier, thankfully, I wasn't going to let that pass me by. I said, I got in on him, and I made sure to play him today because most of the time, the next day, George, they always hit. And I had two of those this afternoon, Abreu for the Red Sox and Brandon Lau for Tampa, who I both had last night. And then sure enough, in the afternoon, they homer today. What happens to you all? Anytime you play something, George, the next day it comes firing through.
That happens a lot. Unfortunately, it didn't happen to me because I actually did that. I bet Bellinger, I don't know, Saturday or Sunday. And I, all right, he didn't hit a home run. I'm going to keep him the next day. If he hits it the next day, I'm going to be angry here. But he didn't hit it the next day either. So either way, it didn't cash in for me. But yeah, we do that from time to time where it's, okay, he's going to miss it today. Maybe he'll hit it the next day here. It's sort of like betting, you know, sometimes you complain about the empty net goal and then you get it. You know, sometimes it works for you, sometimes it works against you here. So we just ride with it here. But yeah, I saw that today. I'm like, chuckle is probably the wrong word. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Now he hits a home run. Mike was begging for this last night. He hit one off the wall and he hits a home run today, 2 out of 3 days.
It was not as lucrative to me today as it would have been last night. I will tell you that. I mean, I was able to get something, but last night was like the last leg of a parlay and invite. Like I had a couple things with him last night. It would have been huge, but at least I got something out of him. Well, and this other guy's killing me too, George. What happened to Gunnar Henderson? Has he just been playing hurt the whole year, or has he just been the life sucked out of him because Baltimore has been so bad this year that it's part of it with him now too.
I do wonder, Mike, if you just hit it. Did he come back because he could play but wasn't fully recovered? All right, and then Orioles, of course, went on this tailspin where he felt the need. I got to play every day, play through it, can't take a day off, and all that. They've sort of pulled out of it a little bit, right? They're playing better ball. I know it's not saying much. They were terrible. They're still in last place, 19-35 here, but they're playing a little bit better ball of late. But I'm weary right now. Okay, who are the Orioles trading by the deadline? Because they're going to be trading. Oh, they're going to trade Bautista away, guys like this. So. It's what's the immortal words of Yogi Berra? It's getting late early for Baltimore. It's
getting late early for them, that's for sure. This Barger just hit one deep for Toronto, but just short. How about all the unders these two have played? 2-0, 2-1, and now scoreless again in the fourth with Texas and Toronto. We'll go through all the baseball with George when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here's what's going on with the baseball for tonight, George. Of course, we had a lot of afternoon games today. We did have one game get washed away, which was Philly and Atlanta. They're now going to play two tomorrow, day, night, 1 o'clock, and the regularly scheduled 6:30-ish game. Cardinals lead the Orioles 5-4, top of the seventh inning at Camden. Again, they're playing through, at periods of time, downpouring rain in Baltimore. But like last night, George, they're pressing through. And they're pressing on. And now Donovan had a big home run up into Utah Street and he's up again, actually, right now. He homered last time up. 5-4, they have the lead there. Royals have a 2-1 lead on the Reds. Bottom of the sixth inning in Kansas City here with Waters up for the Royals right now. I was just bellyaching about this, and now that we have enough time, you can talk about it. Where is the offense with the Blue Jays and the Rangers, George? Like, this is the third day in a row. 2-0, 2-1, scoreless. Rangers got Seager back tonight. Like you said last night, like, does it even matter? Is that really the reason why they're having problems? Like, this is not, Cy Young versus Walter Johnson here in these three games. Like, well, these are not, I mean, this is Tyler Molly going tonight for the Rangers. I know he's had a decent year. But come on, can we get some offense out of these two?
No. I'm on the under.
You're on the under?
Right? No.
You're on the under. Oh, yeah. George is on the under. All right.
Talked about Ranieri earlier. I mean, you want to
see a 1-0 game with a Vladdy homer? Can we get a 1-0 game with a Vladdy homer?
All good. All good. You can have three Vladdy homers, right? As long as they're all solo shots, I don't care. Listen, all season long, Texas hasn't hit, right? It's been one of the biggest bugaboos. You and I talked about it last night with their offense, the guys they. I'm not saying they should be, the 27 Yankees, but this is a team that should hit. It shouldn't be a problem, and it is a problem here. And, Mike, I'm starting to think that the Blue Jays are a team that, okay, at home, you want to look at the over. On the road, you want to look at the under. Bichette wasn't playing today, so I thought this was sort of an easy choice for an under. I think it was 8 when I took it. I'd have to look to make sure. There was, like I said, no Bichette in the lineup. Pierre Seager was coming back, but I wasn't worried about that. And I figured Molly would shut them down. And he has pitched. Listen, Molly, DeGrom, Eovaldi, they're not the problem. It's the obvious, it's the problem with Texas here. So, yes, this is one of my, probably my favorite play of the night was the under here.
Well, it's certainly going well, George, but I won't say more than that because, as we know, things change very fast around here. They do change very quickly. 2-0 Cubs, of course, we said the PCA homer before. They had gotten a run earlier in the game as well on a Suzuki single. So 2-0 for them, top five at Wrigley. Total is 6.5 right now. The Rockies actually have a little something going. They've got first and second in the top of the fifth with one out. And then we have two other games tonight. We'll start with the Yankees and the Angels. Of course, the Yankees have been on fire, George, and they did it again last night. Devin Williams tried, I guess you could say, in the ninth inning. He tried to blow the game. We haven't seen that much offense out of these teams either, really, the last couple nights. But tonight you get Clark Schmidt and Kikuchi going for Anaheim with the 8.5.
I'll tell you, if Williams would have blown that save last night, and he would have taken a lot of crap too, but Boone would have gotten crushed. Because Boone, remember, on Monday night, for some reason, brought in Luke Weaver with a 4-run lead in a non-save situation. And I remember, and he pitched the day before. And he threw a lot of pitches in Coors Field. I mean, yeah, he struggled in the ninth inning against Coors to close out the Sunday game. And it's like, what are you doing here? Why are you bringing him in? It didn't make a lot of sense there. And that means you lost him for last night's game where you did need him. So Boone got very lucky there. Because I would have loved to hear that explanation why you brought him in Monday night in a 4-run lead there. As a Yankee fan, it's a little disheartening because Williams had started to pitch well, right? And then he struggled last night in the closing situation. It's like, what? All right, it's the eighth inning guy. Now, that's not going to change anytime soon, maybe not all year long, which is going to hurt him because he's a free agent at the end of the year, and his agent wants him to get those save opportunities here. The Yankees are winning games, Mike. They're not winning sexy. I mean, these are all...
No.
These are all midseason baseball games. Like, it's another game. It's really what it is here. It's another game, but they're getting the win here. All right, which is fine. Right. You know, you're not always going to play fun, exciting baseball games, but my God, they scored all the runs in one inning again, I think. You know, Ben Rice clock went out here, but it's boring, it's dull, but it's getting the job done. Same thing they did against Colorado, same thing they did against Texas. You're winning, but you're not winning. I guess you're not, like I said, you're not winning sexy. Where you, you know, you're winning 9-2, scoring a whole bunch of runs here. They're doing just enough to win the game.
Just enough to win. And listen, that's getting them by. That's for sure, getting them by. They have started the second period in Carolina. Still 2-0 Canes. About 16.5 to go in the second period. And they're underway there. I will also give a quick update. I guess Minnesota's ready to shut it down in the basketball. 36-14, Oklahoma City leads. So they already have a 22-point lead with 9 minutes left in the third quarter. I guess, what do they say, Neil? Cancun on three? Cancun on three for the Minnesota Timberwolves here in about hour and a half, 2 hours' time from now. They will be on their way to Cancun as they are getting blown out.
You been to Cancun, Mike?
I was there once on, I think I had a cruise ship stop there. Did the cruise ship stop in Cancun, George? Or maybe not. No, that was somewhere else.
I've been on
4 or 5
cruises, but not the Cancun. I always go to the Caribbean, not to Mexico. I actually flew.
There's one that we did in the Caribbean that stopped somewhere in Mexico. I forget where it was. It probably wasn't Cancun. I don't know. It was a while ago, and I was not.
There's another one.
There's
another big tourist place there.
Frame of mind.
What's the other big tourist place in Mexico? I think it starts with an A, doesn't it?
That's probably where I was. But I'm going to now look during the break. What was the port?
This is not going to annoy me.
It's going to annoy you, but I'm going to tell you during the break.
Acapulco, that's it. Acapulco.
Definitely wasn't there. I'll have to look.
You were in Cancun.
Carver, DC, Sports Grid Radio, George and Joe. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
George in for Joe, as he's out on assignment. 6-4 Cardinals. They're adding on here in the top of the seventh against the Orioles. And who's, look at this, the Rangers, or the Blue Jays have a man on third with two outs. Wow, somebody crossed second base in the Ranger-Blue Jay game, which is just amazing to see. Amazing to see. There. Now, one other game tonight, George, is the Mariner-National game, which last night the Mariners completely smashed them in that game. Smashed them. 9-1. They had a two-run homer by Rodriguez in the first, and then Raleigh homer twice. They just beat the hell out of him. And then tonight you get Trevor Williams in there, who also gives up a fair amount of long balls. Gilbert Grape for Seattle, who didn't look great in his first start back off the IL. Maybe a chance for some more runs tonight in Seattle, George?
It's always in my mind a little dangerous to hope for runs in Seattle, right?
Kirby, not Gilbert. Kirby just came off the IL, and this is his second start, and he looked bad in his first start.
Yeah, which is that's to be expected somewhat, right? You might struggle in your first start, so I'm not really afraid of that. I think he'll be much better tonight, or fine. I understand it's a little dangerous there. Williams has been generally bad for Washington, so I'm on Seattle. All right, I'm on the run line, Seattle here. I didn't like the parlay enough to put them in the parlay, but I did think about that. But I'm on the other run line with them, so I'm going to take Seattle. What do we have for an over? I didn't even really look at this earlier.
7.5.
Oh, man. It's got to be juiced, right? I mean, it's juiced, although not terribly at -122. All right, what do we got? We got 20 minutes here.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I want to wait a little bit, Mike. I don't want to pay the 122. I just don't. I want to wait a little bit. Oh, we get the first inning without a run here. Maybe we get a much better price. Maybe it might even go down to 7, which wouldn't be the biggest shock. 6.5, and then we get a better price here. I think it's an in-game opportunity. I just, for some reason, I don't want to lay the 122, even though I do think I'll go with 7.5. Hell, I think so. I think Seattle's going to get 5-6 all by themselves. And I don't know if Kirby's going to shut down Washington. One thing about Seattle, they do have a good bullpen. So just because we get rid of Kirby at the 5 innings, might not be a great thing here. Their bullpen's pretty good.
Bullpen is pretty good for them, that's for sure. Carolina on power play, up 2-0 with just under 14 minutes left in the second period. I saw George got an eye on it there. Now, is George ahead of me? I'm at 1345, 1344,
1340. I'm way ahead of you. I'm about 30.
You're way ahead of me.
Yeah, I'm at 13, well, 12, 11, 10, 9.
It's all right. And then Matias is 30 seconds behind me. So at least I've got somebody.
Matias is still watching the first period.
Matias is he wishes it was back to 0-0 because I know he's big on the Panthers tonight. He puck-lined the Panthers tonight.
I'm feeling that pain too.
Yeah, it's not fun. That's for sure. The Blue Jays did not score that run in from third. Stunning. Great news for George. Burger time leading off in the bottom of the fifth against this Lauer, who's in the game now. As the Blue Jays kind of did like a quasi-bullpen game, I guess you could say, today. And then they go home. They're playing the A's for four this weekend. Man, the A's still have all kinds of problems. I know I said that to you last night, but they lost again this afternoon in that game. There were some wild games this afternoon. That Padre-Marlin game was wild too, George.
The whole series has been nuts.
The whole series. I believe we got off last night. They scored 6 runs in the first inning. 6 runs before San Diego even got up to hit. And San Diego won the game. Back and won.
Remember, Mike, I told you that, I think I told you, over the weekend my daughter had a sleepover. Yeah, with a friend who's never been.
Yelling
so
screaming.
I was screaming and yelling. Mike, that was nothing compared to what I was doing when the Pittsburgh Pirates came back and won against Arizona. That cost me my play. That cost me, and I was flipping. I mean, the Pirates
had
27
Yankees
coming in.
Diamondbacks last night, right? You said Yankees Diamondbacks when you left. Oh,
and it's like, jeez. The Pirates do something they've never. Oh my God, I was beyond.
Yeah, that's
beyond limit here. It's a good thing my wife was working, so she didn't have to hear that. My kids were well. I don't think they were sleeping after it, but I think even my dog left. She was a little angry with me.
She had enough too. It wasn't
no treats
wasn't
for her.
No treats. No treats for her. There you go. Oh wait, here we go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We'll come back. After this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Matias wasn't kidding.
What a quick turn of events here in Carolina. So
let's
you mentioned
go,
how
baby. Once one comes, they all come.
The Hurricanes finally got what they needed in this series, grabbing an early lead, 2-0 after the first. So Florida got a power play goal, and I did not see who got the power play goal, George, from the first one. Chuck on the power play got the first one. And then, I mean, what? Not even a minute later? I mean, maybe 90 seconds, a minute? It wasn't a lot of time. Might have been under a minute. Evan Rodriguez then goes and makes it 2-2. So
it was 30 seconds, Mike. It was 30 seconds.
30 seconds. It was even that. It was even faster than that. 30 seconds that, later.
Not much Trevor Gansett could do on either goal. The Kachuk goal was deflected in, and the Evan Rodriguez was he redirected it from in front through the 5-hole there. There's nothing Trevor Gansett could have done, just bad defense on the second goal there. But, yeah, 2 goals in 30 seconds, and we have a brand new hockey game with Florida having all the momentum.
Wow. How about that? Unbelievable turn of events here in Raleigh for us. That's for sure. Elsewhere, 2-1, Royals lead the Reds, bottom of the seventh. As this has also been not a lot of scoring going on in that series. 2-0 Cubs lead the Rockies. Who?
I'm on the Reds. Wait, I'm on the Reds. I'm sorry. I'm on the Reds. Hunter Green was going tonight.
You're on the Reds. You're on the Reds tonight.
That's
still
pretty good, though.
Your bullpen's
terrible.
Here comes Vlad. Can we get the Vlad, the one Vlad solo homer here, George? Can we get it now? And then you can end this game 1-0 off of Tyler Molly. Come on.
I have no issue with that. Someone's got to score eventually, and I certainly don't want the game to go to extra innings. That's probably why it'll go 0-0, and they'll score 9 runs in 2 innings, and I'll lose.
Nice 1-0 final with Vlad hitting a homer here. Come on. Let's put it in there. He's trying to hit one with that swing. Swing certainly made it look like he was trying to hit a homer right there. That's for sure. So we got a brand new hockey game in Raleigh. Brand new game for us. Kachuk with the first one, Rodriguez with the second one. And now you just think about what that does, George. You're Carolina. Nothing has gone right for you in this series. Nothing. You finally have a little bit of momentum. You have something going right. And in a 30-second span, it all just gets wiped away. And when you're down 3-1 in a series, like, that's the kind of stuff that, like, that could break you. Like, this is, you know, I could see Florida opening up the gates now. If they got another one, this could be 5-2 before you know it.
I mean, this old Nagus, you could put on this. I mean, Carolina is one of the best home ice advantages in the NHL. You had a 2-0 lead. Now, we're not listening to the game. We're doing the show here. But I imagine the crowd was going bananas. And in 30 seconds, you lost that lead. All right, little except the Kachuk one. Hey, it's a good play. Sometimes you got to tip your hat to the opposing team. He made a good play, good deflection here. The Rodriguez goal, that's a breakdown of defense. He got behind you. That can't happen there. That just can't happen there. So it's a mistake that they capitalize. And this is what Florida does, by the way. They capitalize on your mistakes. You made an error, they banged it in. You know, so now you got to shake it off and realize, hey, you're probably going to need at least 3 goals, if not 4, now to win this game. So forget about it. Move on here. I said neither goal was on Bobrovsky. On Anderson. So that's good. He's still playing well. Hopefully his confidence isn't shaking here. But yeah, there's nothing positive I can tell you about this for Carolina. This is a game where I remember what I say. Did I just say it like 20 minutes ago? I'm going to assume they're going to win. This is why you don't assume those things, because now, I guess if I was going to play the assume game again, I wouldn't assume they're going to win. I might think Florida's going to win now.
Yeah, I'd have to say now, George, that it's going to be Florida. You know, and look, it's, you know, oh, we knew it all along. Yeah, you don't really know it all along. You have no idea, but when you get a little comeback like that, this one I do know all along. The Thunder are up 30 on the Timberwolves now with 2.5 minutes to go in the first half.
Sounds
so
bad.
At least, unlike Carolina, who has at least like kind of shown up down 3-1, Minnesota has been more than willing in the NBA tonight to say, we've had enough. We would like to go home for good. And that's precisely what they're good. Can Dort get a couple threes? Do we got any threes from Dort here, Matthias? 0-for-2 from three.
Mike, you know, I was going to tell you, I played him at 16.5. I played it at 19.5. And I want to play it again. I'm thinking about the 50-point blowout in Minnesota.
You're laying 19.5? You're laying 19.5,
Mike,
did you say?
I think this is payback. When you give some lickens like Minnesota gave the Thunder by 50-plus points or whatever it was, this is payback. This is payback. This is a get-back game. You know what I mean? They're going to beat them by a lot, and that's why I want to play it again. I'm thinking 40-plus, Mike. Minnesota's done. They didn't even show up to this game. They didn't even show up.
Hey, George, you got the Cub game on? You got the Cub game on one of your several TVs in there? They should fire that. They should Marquis should fire that camera guy on that Beck shot that they just hit in the left field. I mean, what are we doing here? Oh my goodness! Like, come on. Well, here's your first chance for runs. They missed. Barger hit a ball to left in Arlington, and so they're gonna have second and third with two outs now. The Blue Jays. So this is another chance for them to maybe get some runs across here. In this game, that was a tough play out there and left for Ozuna. A pretty tough play that he was trying to make out there.
It was. Just any doubt it was. You know, not the big easiest ballpark to play the outfield there with the ivy, the concrete wall. Somebody, they're always worried about safety, but they don't fix that wall. Not to mention the wind there in Wrigley as well.
We are also, George, they just flipped over on my screen to the Yankee game underway. Kikuchi throws the first pitch to Goldschmidt, and away we go in Anaheim. Final game of this series. Yankees looking for the sweep, and then they'll get to stay in town and wait for the Dodgers, who blew a game in Cleveland today, George. Man, did they blow that game against the Guardians. They had that one, and they completely unraveled in the eighth inning. You can't win every night, George. That's the one thing. You can't win every night. Did he get it? Right out of the gate? Oh, he pulled it foul.
Nah, I was a mile foul. I'm ahead of you there too, by the way. But hey, that was a mile foul.
All right. See,
he's batting, by the way, Goldschmidt's only got about 3-4 home runs. He's not, which is fine, by the way. I'll take the .350 average. You know, but he's not really hitting the power.
He's not, but he's hit a couple balls the last few days with some pretty good zip on him. He just missed one last night that he hit up against the wall out there in left field. And that wall down the line and left, you know, that's a real short wall out there, George. If he just poke one out there, down the left field line, be all right. We can get one over here for Goldschmidt. And I got him at a real good price, at plus 520 early this morning. So hopefully we can get ourselves Goldschmidt in against Kikuchi tonight. Cardinals continue to get hits. George, I'm going to ask you this when we come back, because I only got less than a minute. Do you actually believe the Cardinals are going to do this all year? This George gets to think about this during the break. Because they're 17-5 in their last 22. I don't understand how they're doing it. I don't think that they're, you know, you look at that roster and it's like, you see these guys that are getting hits for them and homers, and you see this pitching staff, you're going, how the hell are they winning all these games? But I don't think it's going to last. We'll see if George thinks so too. Look at that. He poked one down the right field line, huh, George? Poked one down. Goldschmidt.
Nice little double. Little mistake double
nice
here.
We'll
take
it. To start things off. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. We are with you here on a Wednesday night watching all the games. We'll come back. More to do right after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
All right, George. Things have gotten pretty crazy in Raleigh, honestly. What was a 2-0 game going into the second period is now 3-2 Panthers after a Lundell goal. The assist to Marchand with a great assist by him. And then immediately after that, here we go, Carolina to the power play, down 3-2. So very wild first 13 minutes of the second period here in Raleigh.
Yeah, that was a pretty, not the smartest penalty to take by Florida there. Interference right off the faceoff, by the way. That's why it came so quick there. That's a dumb. No reason to do that. We weren't stopping anything. He's got to be a little smarter there when you take those kinds of penalties there. Especially with all the momentum going your way. Nothing's happening, though. There are only about 30 seconds left here. And really, Carolina hasn't gotten much of anything going on this power play here. The Yankees, by the way, just one little interesting note. Got to hand it to Ron Washington. Just walk, Judge. Run on second, one out. First inning, nope. Take first base, Judge. Anybody but you. And I think more teams should do that. Don't let Judge beat you. You got Bellinger with lefty on deck. Let's deal with Bellinger, and then we'll deal with, I don't know who's batting behind him, Volpe, or whoever it might be. Let's make those guys beat us, not
so
Judge.
So he didn't even let him throw a pitch to him, because I came back in from the break. If he pitched around him, or he just put him right there, huh? Yeah, you don't see the first inning intentional walk very often anymore. And there's probably really, like, I guess judging Ohtani leads off, so it's hard to really do it with him. But
you
the
can't
first
do
inning
it. He's got good hitters around him, right? I mean, he's got Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts. He's got stars.
Well, you're walking him to get. I mean, Betts is up right after. He's always hitting in that two spot, and then Freeman right after. So like you said, but with the Yankees. You know, like you, Bellinger, Volpe. Now, if Stanton ever comes back, which we discussed last night a little bit, whenever that actually happens, then you got a little bit more of a legitimate bat that would be there behind him. Here comes Langford for the Rangers. I should have told you to play him, George, because you know what? He didn't hit one for me last night. Oh, he lines out to short. He lines out.
Kikuchi walked Bellinger. Bases loaded, one out for the Yankees.
Hey, chance to strike early here. Strike Yankees early and strike off.
Sacrifice flies, by the way. I think they are number one in baseball. So can we bet on a sacrifice fly? Pretty good chance that's coming.
Now, did you go Yankees Mariners tonight like you did Yankees Diamondbacks last night? Did you put them together?
No, because I don't have. I mean, I wonder if tonight's going to be a problem for the for the Yankees here, looking ahead to the Dodgers a little bit. You know, and how do they sweep teams here? I didn't bet on the Angels. I did bet on the Yankees, a small bet, nothing extravagant here. But I didn't want to put them in a parlay here, so I took them separately.
Scoreless going to the bottom of the first as the Nationals go down 1-2-3 here in that one against Kirby's Dreamland. Here's Seager for the Rangers now striding in. As he's hopefully healthy. He came back way too fast last time, and he ended up hurting himself again. We'll see if he can actually stay in the lineup for the foreseeable future, because they do need him there in Texas. 5 minutes to go in the second. 3-2 Panthers. Game is completely flipped here. And this is what we want, George. We want somebody to have a one-goal lead.
Yep.
Because that keeps us in play for the over 2.5. The over 1.5, excuse me, in the third period. So we want to make sure that, you know, tie game, George, it's not the same. Although, tie game, you get a goal and then get an empty netter. It's still in play if the game's tied. You still got some opportunities.
Unless it's a blowout, everything's in play, right? I don't want anything more than a two-goal lead. That's when I get worried about that. And by the way, what did I tell you? We're going to get a sacrifice fly. That's exactly what happened here.
Yeah.
As Volpe, 2-0 count. I would like to see him do a little bit more damage than that, but we'll take the sacrifice fly. 1-0 Yankees first inning.
Take what you can get, George. Take what they're giving you.
I'm greedy.
So
I
got
want
one.
More.
You want more.
More.
And then they're actually playing Dominguez tonight, thankfully. I guess it's hard. They had a couple lefties in a row here.
Probably. Who's going to sit? If you don't play, who's going to sit? And you know I agree with you. I think Dominguez should play every day, but probably so should Rice. You know, Grisham is the one right now who probably is doing the least amount of damage. He's the one the Yankees are going to have to give up on a little bit here and get these other guys in the lineup, but they really like his defense in center field, although he's very good on the ball in front of him. Any ball over his head, he has some issues with.
Yeah, the problem with if you're sitting Grisham is then they're gonna be so quick, and you know Boone, he'll be so fast to get Grisham in for Dominguez defense-wise late in games. He's going to be chomping to run out to go and make that move. That's just one of a Boone favorite. But he's, as you said last night, that is the guy who, when you look at the at-bats right now, that's really the guy that it is. That's the guy that you want to get in there. All right, here comes this Trevor Williams. Now, I don't think that the Nationals could get off to a worse start than they did last night. Giving up those homers to Rodriguez and Cal Raleigh. But we'll see if they can actually accomplish that. Meanwhile, there's about four people in the stands at Camden Yards for the Orioles and the Cardinals.
Did you see a picture of Camden Yards when they were first starting the game? Oh, my God. It was going to be everybody gets a foul ball night. I mean, there was nobody there.
It's
sad.
It's kind of still in that department right now. It is in that. That's for sure.
Yankees have loaded the bases again, by the way. Infield single for Dominguez.
This Kikuchi.
It'll look like a line drive in the box score.
It'll look like a line drive. I'm about to see it. I'll see it in about a minute, George, after you did. Oh, a little tapper. And nobody's getting that. He actually almost did. He got it there.
Right. It was a little closer than I thought. I thought he was safe.
It was closer than I thought it was going to be. After getting your initial play-by-play, I expected it to be not as close as it was.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quickly, George, before we get out of here, I didn't get with Brady, I didn't get to give out my golf pick, so I'm going to quickly do that now. For the outrights, Morikawa 16-1, Cantlay 22-1, Matsuyama 35-1, Spieth at 35-1, Lowry at 40-1, Justin Thomas top 10 plus 180, McCarthy top 10 plus 360, Siwoo Kim top 20 plus 130, Fitzpatrick top 20 plus 140, Taylor Pendrith top 20 at plus 210, and for the first round leaders, Scheffler 12-1, Cantlay 35, Fleetwood 40, Dangerous Danny McCarthy, 45. Ryan Crazy Like a Fox at 80. Cam Davis, 90-1. And Adam Hadwin, 110-1. The Memorial, of course, at Muirfield in Ohio, Jack's tournament. Everybody get excited for that. Top seven in Texas. Again, George, the Blue Jays have runner in scoring position, but they just refuse to send him home. They just don't want to do it. They have no business in trying to score him, and now they'll turn the lineup back to the top to Varsho. Top nine in Baltimore, 6-4 St. Louis. So the Yankees only got one run out of that, George? Only got one run in the first? Kikuchi off the hook.
LeMahieu flight out on the first pitch there. So, bases loaded, one out, but Volpe and LeMahieu both flew out. Got the sacrifice fly from Volpe there. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to get Jazz. Jazz Chisholm is starting a rehab assignment. Probably get him back when they return to New York on Tuesday versus Cleveland. But, man, third base is going to be a black hole for the Yankees until they fix this with, LeMahieu, Peraza, who else are going to try
and throw there. Professional major league hitter. This Luis Garcia Jr. just homered for the Nationals, so they take a 1-0 lead in Seattle. Pretty good shot out to right center field for him. Carolina's on the power play again.
Another great penalty.
I know we keep talking about this. I've never seen more power plays in the Stanley Cup playoffs than we have had this year. There have been so many power plays being called. Oh, so many.
So it wasn't a good, guy was hitting somebody in the corner, Mike, and then sort of grabbed him while he was hitting him and turned him around. Like, what are you doing? You already eliminated him with the hit. There was no reason to do that. So, no, I said, just not a great penalty to take it. You weren't stopping anything. It would probably drive me a little crazy if I was Paul Maurice.
Unbelievable. Really is. What happened now here? Who is that back? That was, what is that? Who's that catching tonight, George? I didn't see the rest of the line.
Escaro. That's Escaro. He got hit with foul ball.
Yeah.
Had it right in the quad. That had to hurt.
Never good. Never good there.
Well, it wasn't the man region, so I guess it could be worse.
That is always the worst option, if that's precisely where they are. As far as tomorrow, George, there's only one afternoon game. First game of that doubleheader, Atlanta and Philly. Smith, Shauver, and Sanchez will go in that one. Wheeler, who was supposed to start tonight, will face Sale in the night game.
Ooh, hello.
In Philadelphia. So Sale and Wheeler at night, two pitchers that know each other very well. For that, the A's are in Toronto against the Jays. The A's have had all kinds of problems. Tampa gets a rare road trip. They're going to Houston for the weekend. Four games, Boz and Gusto tomorrow night. And then the Nats and the Mariners again. Mackenzie Gore and Ernie Don't Call Me Herbie Hancock going late night. So we do have a couple of limited Thursday, George. I mean, only one afternoon game, four night games. It's a light Thursday for
travel day, right? It's a big travel day for everybody. So it happens a couple of times a year. You're going to have those light Thursdays. Hey, there's nothing worse than the old
Homer. My God, Josh Bell.
Oh, Washington. Homer. Look at that.
I can barely get around the bases. Look at this guy.
Could it at least be James Wood, please? Help my fantasy team out.
I need James Wood, too, tonight, George. James Wood would be very good. I played him last night, too, and he hit one. I was hoping to go back to him tonight.
Field. My God.
That was a shot that he hit. And, of course, we'll also have the hockey tomorrow night as Dallas will try to stay alive at home against Edmonton. Edmonton's now lost Hyman. You know, George, we didn't get to talk. We'll talk about that tomorrow night. I can't believe he's done for the playoffs, whatever that was. They were saying shoulder, maybe? Maybe his shoulder got pushed? That was so bizarre. George, great job. Great job by the team. Carver and Lisi, we're back tomorrow night. George will be by at some point as well. We'll see you tomorrow on the grid.